This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game, and if they do, you will claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line. 1-800-889-9789.
Hour three kicking off in the Fan Run studios. Let's go to some hour three headlines. Draven, what do you got for us?
Man, did you see a tough break for old Ricky Fowler trying to qualify for the U.S. Open? Did you guys see this?
That's sad. Ricky still has to qualify?
Yeah, he does. Oof. And he actually fell one shot short of qualifying. He had a I didn't see the clip, but they said he had a chip shot that was pretty much looked like it was right on line for the hole and then just kind of dipped out, and that was it. He's not going to be going to the U.S. Open. A little bit of a fall for this guy, right? I mean,
he hasn't been good for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, like, when I say good, I mean, like, he hasn't been elite. He's kind of hovering around, like, the top 50 range. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say, obviously, the highs haven't been near as high, but, you know, if I was a Ricky Fowler fan, I'd be like, you know what? Jordan Spieth turned it around. He was kind of in that same situation where he was struggling and outside the top 50, and now he's back to being I don't know where he's ranked in the rankings now, but it seems like he's in contention more so than not these days. But again, yep. Spieth was once a monster, and Ricky's never been that. Ricky pretty much only has won. Maybe Thomas is Ricky won. Did he only win the Players' Championship that year, which is called, like, the fifth major? Like, that's pretty much the only thing he has won, right?
Mm-hmm. Is it?
I mean, I feel like that's it. I mean, I know he's on the Ryder Cup team and, like, was a, you know, fan favorite because he had those pictures where everyone's with their girlfriends and he's celebrating and all that. And, like, he's someone you know, but I don't feel like he is.
He's always been, like, good, but, yeah, hasn't really, like, won this.
That's what I say. He's got
or used to be good.
Says he's got five PGA Tour wins, I guess. You know, finished top five. He finished second twice in the – he finished second in the U.S. Open, second in the Open Championship, and third in the PGA Championship in 2014. I guess that was, like, his apex. Mm-hmm. You know, we were flirting there at the top.
Right, yeah.
His five PGA Tour wins, he won the Wells Fargo in 2012, the Players Championship in 2015. You know, that was the big one that was considered kind of the fifth major. Yeah. I believe that also helped him win the playoff event for the FedEx Cup, whatever. You know, that right after that. But yeah, since then, 2017 won the Honda Classic, and then 2019 won the the Crazy Waste Management Phoenix Open. But outside of that.
Not much, huh?
Not much, yeah.
They have him ranked at 87 right now. Oof. Ricky Fowler.
He's still young, right? I mean, he's not – still a younger guy a little bit. It's not like it is.
Ricky, I mean, I feel like he's my age. I mean, which I guess isn't that old in golf. But
I want to say.
I want to say he's like 31. I mean, he's like – I feel like he's – no, he's even older than me. Okay, so he's born in 88. So he's – he'll be 33 in December. So not that young anymore, really.
Yeah.
Definitely wouldn't consider him a young golfer.
Right. Yeah, big drop off for him. I don't know if you guys saw some kind of breaking news a little bit. Mike Conley ruled out for game one tonight, John. Kind of big news. He was really good in that Grizzly series against his former team, and he's dealing with that hamstring injury, so doesn't look like he will be good to go. How big of a hit is that for the Jazz taking on the Clippers tonight?
It is a pretty big hit. I don't know. If he's out the whole series, you know, that changes things, but if he's only out for tonight, at home, they should still be able to win. They're still 3-point favorites, I believe. So Conley won't affect that too much, but they're going to need his shooting and leadership at some point during this series.
Just somebody kind of take over scoring. You know, they're going to definitely give a lot of attention to old Mitchell now, I would say.
Yep.
So that'll be something to keep eyes on. Staying in the NBA, Daryl Morey. The NBA has to hate Daryl Morey, right? At this point, hate this guy. I mean, my God, he got fined again. The team got fined as well. $75,000.
This is the second fine of the year for trying to.
What do you think the Sixers think about this, man? I mean, you think this kind of makes them mad too, or they're just kind of like, whatever?
I was a Sixer, but hey, you guys, the one seed.
Yeah, I guess so.
It was a good trade you made to get rid of Josh Richardson for Seth Curry.
That was the difference, huh? But yeah, he got fined $75,000. Speaking of Seth Curry, just kind of talking about Steph Curry. I guess you said what Steph Curry tweeted at Seth, something like that, and then Daryl Morey basically saying, "Hey, Steph, won't you come to Philly?"
So you want him to come play with his brother? Which I mean, Steph's going to be Morey a free tweeted, agent after
join
next
him.
Year.
Yeah, join him coming to the coming to the Sixers, but of course, can't do that.
If he lands Steph Curry next year, it'll be worth the fine. But most likely, he's not going to land Steph Curry.
It'll be a fun team, huh?
Yeah.
75,000. Tough. Did you guys see Cameron Kinley? You know who that is?
No.
He actually played for Navy this past season.
What's his name?
Cameron Kinley.
No.
And he was going to play with the Buccaneers this year. I guess, I don't know if he was a, I think he might have been just a rookie free agent that got signed. And apparently, he requested a delay in his U.S. Navy commission so he could play in the NFL this year for the Buccaneers, and it got denied. The Navy said no, so he's not going to be able to play for them this year. Tough break.
That is tough.
That sucks.
Yeah, he was an undrafted free agent.
You have to be drafted, I guess, to get the pass?
It said...
Or they just don't think he'll make the team, or... Are we just getting ready for war with China? Like, what is it? Like, hey, we're going to need everybody we can get our hands on.
Like, do
sorry,
we need to
bro.
Know something?
Yeah. Well, I saw a headline yesterday. I was like, looking at how we got fighter jets ready to go, like, on the coast of China, or on the coast of California, preparing for war. I don't know, man.
Nice.
I don't know.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Where did you see that?
Nice.
I'll try to find the headline. This is your job, by the way, to find the headlines.
I mean, it's a little crazy.
Let's see. I don't want to scare anybody.
Yeah, you're scaring me.
Nuclear war would not be a good time.
I'll see if I can find it. Just keep reading. Okay. It'll take
a second. Speaking of basketball,
I'm not very good at
the NCAA trying to make up for, you know, the kind of bad look they had with women's basketball in the NCAA tournament for them. Of course, had the bad workout facilities, the food not looking as good as the men's.
Not California, sorry. So, according to Forbes yesterday, anticipating war with China, the U.S. Air Force is fanning out across the Pacific. That was the headline coming from Forbes.
Oh, that's fun.
Huh.
Yeah, not China. I was like, why would they go, or not California. I was like, why would they go to California? That doesn't make a lot of sense. But
the Pacific, yeah. Okay.
I think I just heard Pacific, not Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
That checks out in my head, I guess.
Sweet. War.
Just according to Forbes. I don't know. I didn't read the article.
Nice.
I didn't want to read about war because, you know.
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer. It's a good way to put it. War, what is it good for? It's a bummer.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Simple enough.
Simple ass.
Going back to, like I said, the NCAA trying to make up for some of the disrespect, I guess, the women's basketball, kind of had over the this past tournament. Apparently, some of the things they're going to set is they're going to try to expand the women's tournament a little bit. They're going to try to do the 68 teams, have the first four as well, get a little bit more attention going that way, right? And then also they're going to try to brand the kind of March Madness headline around women's basketball as well.
Kind of messed up they didn't
do that already.
This already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was about to say, what do we think about these? These seem like...
I'm saying they're trying to, like,
they're trying,
write some
but
wrongs.
I mean, like, how significant are these changes going to be, man? Like, I mean, you're going to start calling it March Madness and put four more teams in there? Is that going
to
really?
I mean, it's fine to say it's not significant to change it, but it's also one of those things you have to change. That way, like, 10 years from now, you won't be like, well, why is it still the way it is? Like, it might not be a significant change, but then, like, it just becomes normal and, like, you don't have to answer why it isn't a thing.
Right.
I think that's, like,
the big thing here.
Yeah.
Still, though, I mean. Also, maybe, like, commit to, like, getting better food in the facilities. Maybe commit to better, like, workout facilities as well. Like, right? Wouldn't that be probably a good start as well? Moving to the NFL, we had some sad news in the NFL. Jim Fossil. Did you guys see that? Passed away. The old veteran coach, John Fossil, who actually coaches for the Dallas Cowboys, special teams coach.
Jim, and is it not Jim Fossil?
Jim Fossil. That's what I said.
Oh, you said John, sorry.
Yeah, no, John Fossil is his son that plays coaches for the Cowboys now, special teams coach. Yeah, Jim Fossil passing away this morning.
Gotcha.
Sad stuff. But
was he sick or is it just...
I didn't see anything. He was older. I believe he...
I don't think he was that old, though.
I believe he's 71, I want to say.
I guess that's pretty old.
Yeah. But John Fossil actually stepped away from practice as well today to kind of mourn for that. Of course, he took the Giants to the Super Bowl back in the day. Where else did he coach? He coached for what? The Giants? He coached somewhere else, right? Head coach?
For some reason, I was thinking of, in my head, I'm picturing the 49ers, but I think that's just from that crazy ending they had with the Giants 49ers game.
Yeah, I would say so. Let's see. He was offensive coordinator for the Broncos back in the day, the Giants as well, the Raiders, offensive coordinator for the Cardinals, and then, yeah, head coach from 97 to 2003 with the Giants. Doesn't look like he was a head coach again.
Except for the Las Vegas Locomotives in 2009. I don't know what league that would be in.
Where the hell is that from?
There's also Utah football's head coach in 19.
But also, I guess that's the UFL because he was a UFL champion 2009-2010 with those Las Vegas Locomotives. He also got a NFL Coach of the Year back in 1997 with the Giants as well. So, sad news there. Also, kind of crazy news. Did you guys see Thomas Davis had his house, his garage, broke into, and they wrecked the, was it McLaren, the car? McLaren, is that how you say it?
Yes.
McLaren. He's offering cash awards, so if anybody can find these goons, you have an opportunity.
There you go.
Here we go. He didn't say how much he's going to be offering, but he did say in an Instagram post, if you recognize, he said, if any one of you recognize either one of these idiots that decided it was a good idea to come into my home, go through all my cars, and even steal and wreck my McLaren, I'm offering a cash reward for anyone who can help identify who these guys are. More videos coming later. He has a, just a really terrible picture of just the guy's back, which you could never tell who that was. But, yeah, pretty crazy stuff. $299,000 car that was wrecked.
Okay.
Lock your stuff up better, bro.
John, what do you make of this Ryan Fitzpatrick kindergarten picture? Is it not dumb?
He's a goon. But it was funny. People liked it.
Did they?
Yeah, the internet likes it.
He has a picture, kind of a chalkboard. Ryan's first day of year 17. My teacher is Mr. Rivera. Like, come on. This is so stupid. I'm 38
just
years old.
Mad that guy's going to win the division.
74
this year.
Inches tall. My friends are Terry and Curtis. I'm assuming the receivers.
Terry McLaurin, Curtis Samuel.
Yeah. Back to school. You like this? You think this is entertaining? You think this is
like
funny?
I'm glad he's not my quarterback, but, you know, I mean, really tough to lose to him this year. So, early thoughts and prayers for you.
Yeah, sorry.
Good batch of headlines. Stick with us. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. So today we've had, and Draven is angry day. We've had, or Draven is not angry. Draven is.
I'll say I'm not mad.
Over emotional.
Is that what it is?
Draven deals in hyperbole.
That makes it sound like I'm crying all the time or something.
I mean, you know, you're just always high. You're just either really high or really low. So
go ahead.
Earlier, Kid Cudi is the greatest rapper of all time.
I did not say that.
But you agreed. You agreed and said that he was right.
Baby said that, and I was like, thank you for backing me up a little bit. I had a little backup.
That's my who agrees with me. Agrees. I mean, like, the backup was John. You listen to Kid Cudi, and then Davey shouted out, best rapper of the last 20 years. And Draven said, exactly. Cool. Thank God somebody agrees with me. And then now he's been, you've been complaining for 3 days about Zombieland 2.
Zombieland
2.
What a terrible movie,
like,
man.
Really
terrible.
Hit you bad.
Terrible.
It was
no.
fun. It's fun.
No.
It was a good laugh.
It was fun.
Draven hates fun things.
It's so weird. Like, it's the same as Zombieland 1.
No, it's not. See, that's the thing. Zombieland 1 was so good. Great storyline. Actually, some of it made sense. This was just all ridiculous, man. You got people just hooking up left and right. You got the little girl. God knows what happened to her. Poor, I don't even know her name. God, I feel sorry for her, though. She looks rough.
Abigail
Breslin. Even Emma Stone. Like, I love Emma Stone. Even she was looking a little rough in that movie. Not going to lie.
They were in the apocalypse.
Everybody else looks about the same. Like, you know what I'm saying? She just looks a little rougher.
Sorry,
and
you
also,
can't take care of yourself immensely in
an apocalypse. You have the two leave again. They're trying to play off the first one. They're doing the zombie kill the week all the time. Like, let's get a little creative. Let's get a little different.
We don't have to, like, make
it
about
version of the first
2,
one.
It's weird. It came out a couple years ago. It's weird that you're still so mad about it. It's more so Draven about, like, it's a comedy sequel, bro. Like, go through history and you're not going to find very many good comedy sequels.
But the thing is,
sequels.
John, yes, I get it.
It's
it was
good.
A comedy, but the first
it's
one
good.
Is, I feel like, a little bit more than a comedy. It's touching. He finally finds the Twinkie
comedy.
At the end. That's funny. That's cute.
He
finally gets the girl at the end. It's only Lance old, man. It was like 2008. Like,
I mean,
come
I'm
on.
Just saying. Spoiler.
Finally gets the girl at the end. Finally gets to push the hair above the ear, man. Like, come on. That's cool scenes right there. That's a cool ending. This is just, somebody should have died. Simple as that. Somebody should have died. Make it from a comedy to a more of a serious.
Hey, watch Army of the Dead. You'll see some.
Call me crazy. If Woody Harrelson would have got it at the end, I'd been like, wow. And then they like rally around each other and be like, well, he died to save us.
It's a comedy. You don't want to see anybody die. I think you're.
Zombieland too. Like somebody's gonna die eventually. They're like literally. And you know the scene where they have the doppelgangers. Yeah, that's funny. But it's also like, how are they not getting bit
again?
Like, they're wrestling these guys. Like, are you telling me there's not a way? Like somehow they get nicked on the arm or something.
You're taking this a little too seriously. And again,
maybe
I would just.
So.
I would
Sorry.
Simply.
Maybe
I,
so.
I would mean, simply ask you like, what are the best comedy sequels? Because I don't think there are very. I don't think there are very men. I don't think there are very many of them.
Let's see.
I mean, like, I'm sure, like, the... And I don't know if you consider those really sequels, but, like, the National Lampoon stuff, I mean, like, the first one was, like, what? Vacations, so, like, Christmas Vacation was probably a sequel, so that one gets a lot of respect. I don't know if people, like, really like European Vacation or whatever. I don't know if it feels the same way.
Pretty funny.
Draven, do you ever just shut off your brain and just enjoy something?
Like Toy Story 2 is pretty good. Do we consider that a comedy? Like I don't know if that counts. Back to the Future, does that count as a comedy? Like,
and you say that, Cam. You say that. Oh, you guys shut your brain off. The first one was creative. Like the first one was still good. Like it's you can do it. You can have.
Yeah,
a comedy
but I also
still
wasn't in there
like
watching it to be like,
line.
Oh, I hope this plot is as airtight as a plot can be.
Also, it's a sequel.
Stupid.
They were trying to
so
make it
stupid.
Very similar to the first
I hope,
movie.
I hope the main character dies so I feel something.
Yeah. Like,
Austin Powers is a sequel.
So the one with I guess it's with Heather Graham, the second one, not the one with Beyonce, right? Not
no,
Gold
that
member.
Was the third one, right?
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about the second one.
Yeah, the spy.
That was
Shag
the
spy.
Okay, yeah, I was gonna say first one's International Man of Mystery. Yeah, the sequel there was good. That was
what about
fun.
Shrek 2? No,
I mean I don't know. Animated movies, I feel like have different rules.
Puss in Boots, man, he's awesome.
Come on,
Shrek's good, but again, animated movies are different.
Men in Black. It's not really a comedy, but I mean,
the second one. Like, what even happens in the second one?
It's K's mailman. He's got to get him back. That's how it starts, I know.
He retired, though.
Yeah, he retired.
I just remember the first one, man. I don't know.
Well, the third
was the
one.
First one
back
the, bug. Was
the
first one with the bug.
Didn't even seem like that much of a comedy, honestly. They got a little bit too.
Men in Black 3 is the best one out of all of them, though. That was a good one.
Agreed. I remember the feeling like the first one was that much of a comedy.
I haven't
comedy,
seen it, but 22 Jump Street?
22 Jump Street is great.
That's a good one. Yeah.
I maintain that was maybe the best duo of movies. There aren't very many better duo of movies.
Yeah. Because
usually, like, if you have a successful second one, you always make the third one, right? And that's sometimes where you get that. Yeah. Sometimes where you lose it. Most movie franchises go either one or three. So I say that might be the best, like, original and sequel combo. I might be missing a couple. Like, Deadpool, I think, is up there. But are they ever making a third Deadpool, Cam?
They're going to, but it's going to be a little different because it's going to be in the Marvel Universe now.
So they don't lose
this
thing.
And also, what a great, by the way, Deadpool 2, speaking of people dying, how about his girlfriend, man?
Spoiler alert.
How about the whole, come on, people have probably seen it.
Doesn't she come back to life?
No, she doesn't. And that's what's so beautiful about it.
They spoiled that for
you
in the movie. You
didn't watch the movie, man, because she definitely goes back.
What are you talking about?
He, like, goes back in time.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of the
movie.
He steals
the time machine.
He does at the very end.
He shoots himself in the...
But I do love the end where he's like, he's almost dead.
I thought.
He's almost dead. And he sees her, and she's like, it's not your time. You know what I'm saying?
He can't die. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. It's nuts.
That's a great scene, man.
It was a good scene.
And his girlfriend gets it through the whole movie. Yeah, she might come back at the end, but she's still dead throughout the whole movie. Spoiler alert.
Right, but she comes back. Like, the whole point of the movie was him getting her back, right? Like, I wasn't tripping, right? I mean, and Josh Brolin's doing that weird thing, but then you end up, he's like not that bad of a guy. He's actually not that, he's actually just trying to.
Yeah, he's trying to save the future.
Yeah, yeah. Again, it's been a while since I've seen it, but that's got a good claim to, you know, both great comedy sequel and, you know, a great two-person movie or two-movie series.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
So, I mean, I think if you look at the best, you know, comedy sequels, you'll realize there's not a lot of great options here.
But, Draven, my thing is, like,
you named Shrek 2.
You're going into these zombie, these sci-fi movies that are supposed to be out there, and you're like, huh, that just wasn't realistic enough for me. Huh, that plot wasn't, this wasn't the best plot in existence.
I mean, you have people all over the world, Cam, preparing for an apocalypse. I think,
is that
what
we're doing?
I mean, you know. To say that zombies are completely unrealistic, I don't know. I mean, some people preparing for it. Some people getting ready for it.
Any of y'all see...
Am I wrong? Right?
I mean, there's people
doing
everything.
Doing
Dumb
and Dumber. Yeah. And again, the first one, like the storyline, like just forget about the whole nonsense of Woody Harrelson hanging on a damn whatever anchor thing
hanging there.
Yeah, a little bit. Still stupid.
A little bit. That's literally the climax of the movie.
Is it? Yeah. It's so dumb. But again, the first one, the storyline was at least good. This one's just like ridiculous. She runs off with a stoner, and then right at the end, she's just like, "Oh yeah, I knew the songs the whole time." It's like, what? What? She's kind of like her part was terrible. Emma Stone, I felt like she wasn't even in the movie half the time. She just did not have any impact in the movie whatsoever.
She's probably too expensive contractually to be the main
It's like literally her and Jesse Eisenberg don't even hardly talk throughout the whole movie. And then they're like, hey, let's get married at the beginning. She's like, no. And then they don't even have hardly any conversation throughout the whole movie. And then at the end, she's just like, yeah, let's get married. Yes.
You're just...
Come on. You know that was stupid. You know that whole situation
honestly,
was dumb.
Honestly, I don't because I don't remember the movie because like it wasn't as good as the first one. You are correct, but like it was fine. I didn't remember it being awful. And again, it's a comedy sequel. I told you this whenever you get ready for Wedding Crashers 2. Don't have high expectations. There aren't very many great comedy sequels. Mm-hmm. It happens. And you've been mad about it for 4 days.
But the thing is,
you
John,
told me you were
gonna... don't make a sequel if it's going to be like that.
Wow, they made a bunch of money, and I
exactly.
had fun.
That's what it's about, and that's what makes
I
me mad,
it.
Man.
I enjoyed it. Cam enjoyed it. Intern Ryan enjoyed it. 3 out of 4 people enjoy it. I consider
bunch
myself
of dummies
a
like you,
I consider myself a huge Zombieland fan. The movie was made for me, and I enjoyed it. Maybe you didn't actually like the first one enough.
I love the first
one. Maybe you didn't.
I love it.
Totally maybe you didn't.
It's good.
Maybe you didn't. How about that? Maybe it wasn't made for you. You know what you don't hear me complaining about? Anchorman 2, because I didn't watch it. You know why? Wasn't made for me. Didn't love the first one. Don't need to see the second one.
Second one wasn't actually terrible. I mean, at least got creative, did some different stuff. Still had some, stuff from the first one thrown back in there, but... kind
well,
of an original story.
Like it's a little bit easier. Like you're kind of pigeoled when you got zombies. It's not like they can introduce werewolves all of a sudden.
What the hell are you talking about?
I mean, we want to do a completely different universe.
Yeah, they set the narrative in the first one of what you're getting from the zombies. You can't just
it's pretty
flip
easy
that.
To take Anchorman 2 and like do something different because TV broadcasting changed from the 70s, the 80s, whatever time.
They tried to change things. They got different zombies now. They were quicker and faster. It's just like come on.
That's just a dumb common trope in every single zombie movie. That there's like various stages of zombies.
The audience gave Anchorman 2 a 52, which they gave Zombieland 2 an 88, I believe. So, like, Draven likes Anchorman 2, but Zombieland 2 is terrible. But
what
again,
Rotten Tomatoes give Anchorman 2?
52%.
They said the audience.
Oh, the audience. Oh, you mean like the critics? The critics
the
gave
critics.
It a 75, and the audience gave it a 52.
Critics are idiots.
What it does.
The critics gave Zombieland 2 a 69, so basically the same thing.
Nice.
Whereas the audience was 88 compared to 52, so do with that what you will. Cam, you got trivia ready to go?
I do.
Tuesday trivia, let's do it.
Your pet is an important part of your family, and when he or she is ill, you want the best.
All right, let's play some Tuesday trivia. Good for Draven. He has intern Ryan back here who helped carry him 2 weeks ago. Draven turned around and lost last week without him, but now his help is back, so maybe it'll go a little better for you. Let's play some Tuesday trivia. Cam, what are the topics?
All right, I got geography.
Oh, damn.
I got movie link. I'm going to give you 3 movies. You tell me which actor or actress was in all of them.
Yeah.
Got the year 2012. Some stuff about events in the year 2012.
Okay.
I got multi-sport athletes.
Okay.
And I got general trivia.
All right, good topics, Cam. I like these topics. As the winner last week, I will go first this week, and please give me movie link for 3.
Yes, I can.
Take your time. All right. You good on the topics? You good? You know which ones? Geography, movie link, 2012,
yes,
multi-sport, general.
I'm not Hayden. I got it.
All right.
You type faster than Hayden. That's pitiful. Hayden's such a slow typer. I've never seen such a thing. So they're pecking on it. I mean, I have seen such a thing, but usually it's 45-year-old men who are just using the computer for the first time. They don't have an email address, not, 19-year-old kids that grew up.
With technology everywhere.
Thank you. All right, movie link for the. If you have it, why are you still typing? What are you doing?
I'm topping out all the numbers so I know which ones to take off. Just don't worry about my process over there. What the hell are you worrying about?
I just need you typing.
Let's go. Let's speed this up.
All right. Movie link for 3. The movies are Mission Impossible Fallout, Tropic Thunder, and The Last Samurai.
I mean, it's obvious, but I feel like that's the right answer. It's Tom Cruise? Man, I know he's in Last Samurai, and yeah, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise is correct.
Yeah,
okay. Three pointer. Sheesh.
I couldn't remember if he was in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, he's the fat. He's in the. He's the guy in the fat
suit. Doesn't look
like
him at all.
He's the agent or whatever.
Oh shit.
That's kind of put him back on the map. It's like, oh, Tom Cruise doesn't take himself too seriously. He's the he's the fat bald Minga, and then he is the actual Last Samurai.
All righty, Rob, man. Time to let's see. What are you feeling here? You know a lot about 2012.
You know
what about multi-sport athletes? We can get that one right.
Multi-sport or geography? I can kick butt.
We'll do multi-sport athletes for three, Cam.
All right. A pioneer in the multi-sport athlete world. This guy played pro football, basketball, and baseball.
These are hard. Played all three.
Okay, so
don't get like a
Deion didn't play professional.
Don't get like a time frame here or nothing. It's gonna be some old dude, man. Like,
yeah.
What a stupid start. Should have done geography, man. Yeah, should have known this was gonna be ridiculous. He gets Tom Cruise. Really? That's his three pointer. It's freaking Tom Cruise.
You wouldn't have gotten it.
Yeah. Right. Any guesses, Rob?
Can you stay off your computer,
dude?
Over there?
It's
you're looking at computer, you're typing stuff. Can you stop?
I'm on Word, man.
I just ask if you can
I'm
stop.
I'm on Word.
Ask if you could.
See, I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get in my head right now, okay? You're trying to get in my head.
You don't know the answer,
unless one of these
maybe
big
Ryan can save you.
Unless one of these big names played professional basketball, I'm just not aware of.
Deion Sanders. Okay, let's move on. It's not Deion Sanders.
Wow, big surprise. I'm just
Jim Thorpe.
Only the greatest athlete of all time.
Who?
Jim.
You don't
know
who
I've
Jim
heard
Thorpe
of Jim Thorpe.
The Jim Thorpe Award.
I didn't know he was that.
Movie link for four.
Movie link for four. All right. We got Rudy, Jurassic Park, The Lost World, and Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Rudy, Jurassic Park, The Lost World, Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Jurassic Park, The Lost World. That was the one that came out in like 99, right? Where they come in like New York or whatever. Go in the bedroom. We'll go with Vince Vaughn.
Vince Vaughn is correct.
Yeah, that was a good call.
Turn up. Did you get that one too, Brainiac? Did you know that one too? Is that a little bit tougher for you than Tom Cruise? A little bit tougher for you?
You feel better about yourself right now?
I'm just asking.
Okay, before we get going any farther, is it 3, 4, 5 for each of these categories?
No, you got 1 through 5.
1 through 5.
Yeah, just, yeah. One
okay.
To two is
okay, Ryan, if we don't score here, it's going to be over.
Let's go ahead and get some geography.
Okay. You want to do 3 or 4? 3? Let's do 3. We got to get on the board.
All right. All
if we
right.
Don't score here, it's over.
Geography
we'll do 3.
For 3.
Yeah, we'll do 3.
How many countries make up the United Kingdom?
So there's England. Northern Ireland.
I'm laughing at Draven saying England immediately after he said yeah. Trying to pretend he knew.
England, Northern Ireland. I want to say Wales.
Yeah, Northern Ireland.
Well.
Yeah.
Northern it's Ireland is it?
It's a question how many do we have to name them, too?
It's how, I just said how many.
How okay. Many?
How many? You have to name them, yeah.
Jay, just hold it up the same number, right?
Yeah, just looking at Ryan, waiting for Ryan to get the answer. That way you can agree.
Dumb, man.
All right, I want to say 4 or 5.
I don't know.
I want to say 4 or 5.
Let's go with lucky number 4. What do you think?
Yeah.
We'll go with 4, Cam.
4 is correct.
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Do you have them?
Yeah. Yeah, it is England, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Wales.
Oh, I got them all, but freaking Scotland.
All right, give me a movie link for 2.
The whole time.
Movie link for 2. All right. Bad Teacher, The Mask, Shrek.
Cameron Diaz.
That is correct.
That was way too easy.
It's a really, two-pointer.
Really milking this freaking movie link thing, aren't you?
I mean, I feel like
it
I'm
feels
pretty,
very
I feel,
predicated to you, but either
like
way.
I feel like I'm pretty good. I mean, you told me you're a movie expert.
I know. So. Ryan got pretty excited when it happened, too.
I just didn't want to mess around.
I wouldn't have got the 4.
He's just taking all the love.
Just being honest.
I know you wouldn't have.
What's left for movie
probably wouldn't have got the 2 either.
5. Just the 1 and the 5.
5's hard, man. 5's hard. If you want to go for it before you get it wrong,
yeah.
It's over. We might as well just like
yeah,
give
let's,
in.
Here, let's just sneak into. You want to sneak into general?
Okay.
See what
3
happens.
Or 4. 3 or 4. We need. What are we down right now?
9
What's the
three.
Score? Jesus
what,
Christ.
Then it goes to 10.
No, we have seven questions.
Let's do, we'll do general for three, and if he misses it, we'll have a chance to tie it with another three. So general for three. Let's go. We got to get this. We have to get this.
General for three.
Yep.
Who was the first American in space?
Oh, man, I should know this.
I want to say it's Buzz Aldrin. Not Neil Armstrong. That's
no, 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 no. You might be right. I feel like there's another name. What's so funny, man?
Sorry.
John's in my head right now. That's the problem.
I know Buzz Aldrin was the first for something.
The answers aren't in your head. That's the problem. It's not me in your head.
It's just
the answers.
But it's not Neil Armstrong. He was the first.
Can you put your phone down? You try to look, he's hoping Hayden texts you the answer?
I'm going to have to guess Buzz Aldrin.
Let's go, Buzz. My boy Buzz.
Buzz is incorrect.
Damn it. John Glenn?
Nope.
Nope.
Alan Shepard.
I always forget about Alan Shepard. That's correct.
Yep, he was the first one to do it.
All right, give me 2012 for three.
2012 for three. All right. A mass shooting in the theater of a showing of The Dark Knight Rises happened in this town in Colorado.
Just a three?
Mm-hmm.
It's tough. Oh, I think I know it, though.
Ayora?
Ayora is correct.
Yeah. Wow.
Man, you even got a movie question. Not in the movie category.
I it was a school. It was a shooting question, but sure.
And it was on the board for everybody.
I didn't know it was Dark Knight, though.
Yeah, a good twist.
And you used your name.
He's dressed up like the Joker.
Oh, really? Really?
Let me guess, you knew that, too? It's funny how you know all my questions, but not yours. It's funny how that works with you and Hayden both. You always know my questions, but not yours.
What's the score here?
12-3.
12-3. So we're gonna go ahead and do geography for probably five or something like that.
What about movie length for five?
Let's do the movie length.
Let's see if we can get a five player and still lose. That's kind of like all right. It's kind of like a really great performance, but still losing. You know,
Deadpool 2, Contagion, Happy Feet 2.
I want to say Brad Pitt.
It's Brad Pitt and.
So Brad Pitt was the invisible guy who died in Deadpool. Contagion is the movie about the disease.
Yeah, where she eats the bad fish and it goes completely wrong.
I have not seen that movie.
Is Brad Pitt in that movie? I really don't know if he is, man. He might be onto something, though. What other characters came in with Deadpool and they all died? Who was the guy flying in and he got electrocuted?
It was like Slipknot. He got electrocuted. Brad Pitt was.
Brad Pitt got electrocuted. Okay.
But it was. It's not going to be Ryan Reynolds. It's not going to be Josh Brolin.
I think you might be right. Maybe. Happy Feet 2.
Happy Feet 2 did have a star-studded cast in the past, and I think he was trying to trick us with the inclusion of Deadpool 2 as Brad Pitt. So I think we need to go and put in Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Final answer. Brad Pitt is very close. It is not Brad Pitt. It is Matt Damon. Matt Damon also has a cameo in Deadpool 2.
So you guys think, just for the record, that Brad Pitt is doing voiceover work in animated movies? That's what you guys
Brad Pitt actually Brad was in Happy Feet 2. Oh, he actually was. He was actually in two of those.
Never mind.
So,
so you guys thought he was in Contagion.
He actually was in Happy Feet 2.
What an idiot response you
guys
had,
thought he was
John.
In Contagion.
What an idiot response you just had.
I watched all those Happy Feet. That was the name of our boat.
Yeah, I wouldn't have known Happy Feet, but obviously I knew Brad Pitt wasn't in Contagion.
Yeah, him and Matt Damon, actually.
Who was the lead? It was Matt Damon, right?
I don't know if he was the late lead, but he was in it.
He was the husband. He was the husband, yeah.
Okay.
Give me... I'll go 2012 for two. They look defeated.
2012 for two.
No.
You want to keep going?
All right. 2012, this guy stood trial.
Are you trying to like study 2012 facts so you can get a five pointer? Can you get off your phone, please? There's rules to this game.
This guy stood trial in 2012 for the shooting of Trayvon Martin.
Oh,
you know it. You kind of look like him, honestly.
he does.
I was just kidding, but he actually believes it. George Zimmerman.
That is correct.
Pull up a picture. Grow your hair out.
Damn.
Why am I rooting for this?
I don't know. Streets are saying this is the most dominant trivia performance so far.
You know what? You three are just the funniest guys I've ever met, man. You guys are just so damn funny.
Are you going to do this on Best Friend Day? Is this where you're going to do on Best Friend Day?
Obviously, you guys aren't my best friend, just sitting here making fun of me the whole time. That's not what best friends do. So, yeah. I think I learned a lot today, John. I think I learned plenty today.
That's exactly what best friends do, actually. Just a little roast session with the boys.
Just pick it, Ryan. You're up. I'm done. I've clocked out. I'm done.
I closed my laptop.
Okay, well.
What are the categories?
General for four. Or did you do general for four? I don't know. General for four.
General for four. All right, what is the sum of all the numbers on the roulette wheel?
Can you turn your phone back around, please?
Oh, God. You really think?
I mean, Hayden might be trying to help you. The sum of all the numbers on a roulette wheel?
Yeah.
Holy cow. Okay. So there's a red and black, and then I think it goes to 20.
So it goes to I don't play roulette, man. Sorry. Right. You're on your
I'm
own.
I'm trying to think of the highest number it has, and then double. Oh, man, I don't really have a better answer besides 40.
40 is not correct.
So, wait, walk me through your train of thought. You thought there were 20. You thought all of them added up would be 40? You think there's
no,
just like...
So, I thought there was 20 on the...
Yeah.
We'll call it the pie, and then it was doubled for red and black. So, that's
but
where my
20
40
plus
came.
19 plus 18.
So, it'd be 20. Oh, that's...
Yeah, the sum of
I mean, it's not
numbers.
20.
Shoot,
it's
okay.
36. I mean... is there a trick to do that math in your head, like right off the bat?
No, I just it's
is
some
it
360? People know the
number. Is it like I don't even know? I don't know.
It's 666.
Oh, really? Oh, okay, so it's just the devil number.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
I think I have heard that before.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay.
Now some of the casinos will try to put three green spots on you. Mm-hmm. That seems like a ridiculous thing. Huh?
Gosh.
Yeah, I was just confused. Like, yeah, it would be like. Yeah. I mean.
Man, yeah. I was thinking about something else right there.
Draven, you all right, man?
I'm fine, man.
I don't know what it is. Like yesterday, Cam was sad, but I think you might be bypassing him.
Is the game over or what?
Smile a little bit. Like,
no, how we got one, two.
Got two more questions.
245.
It's
245, though.
Okay, let's see what I can get. Let's try 2012 for four, please.
Okay, 2012 for four.
Like, what do you got to lose, you big coward?
I would have gotten the movie link if you guys didn't steal it.
Oh, would you?
Yeah,
wow, it's crazy how you know all our answers, John.
I mean, I know a lot of mine, too. I don't think I've missed one yet.
Just answer the question, man. What are you stalling for?
2012 for four. This hurricane caused $50 billion in damage as it hit New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut.
Nah. Man, I'm obviously going to know what you say because it was a big deal. Irene?
It is not Irene.
Yeah. Well, Irene was a famous one, though, right?
Yeah. But it was Hurricane Sandy.
Ah, yeah. Damn it. Should have known that one. You guys done? It's 2:45.
Are you going to help? No? Okay. Let's do...
Wow. Bad teammate here.
Let's do...
He's pulling the LeBron, walking through the locker room early.
And that was what he yelled about, right? Like, didn't he yell about LeBron trying until the very end? And here, he took it off like halfway through. You took off at halftime.
Mm-hmm. Multisport for three.
You said which one for three?
Sorry. Multisport athletes.
We already did that one.
Is it the three? We did the three level?
Yeah.
Yep.
No, you guys don't get a question now. You picked one already picked. Multisport for two, please.
Jesus Christ.
Multisport for two.
That's why we have to write them down. I mean, that's why you guys are – you have a stat keeper over here. You got to pay attention. That's part of the rule. I mean, it was not your fault. You weren't the guy writing. It was your teammate let you down, Ryan. It's not your fault.
All right. For two, this Florida State Seminole played professionally in both baseball and football.
That would be Deion Sanders.
That is correct.
All right. Gosh. 16-3. Last question. You guys want one?
I would like to get one.
All right. I'll –
I'm pulling up the...
but you're not going to know the numbers. It's tough. Help him out. Pick one for him.
We'll do general for five.
There you go.
General for five.
All right, let's go.
All right.
You guys can do it. If you get this right, you'll only get doubled up. It'll only be 16
there
to 8.
There you go.
It's fine. You can do this.
All right.
It's better than getting quadrupled up.
Usually at the front of web addresses, what does HTTPS stand for?
It's good that we finished the game the way the audience can learn questions. They like to listen and play along. They don't give up like you do.
Yeah.
HTTP. So it's not going to be anything involving the internet because it's World Wide Web. That's already covered on that part. So HTTPS.
And it has the S at the end?
Yes.
Okay. But not the colon and the two slashes.
Oh, gosh, that was the next question.
Yeah.
Is that you banging anything around in there? No?
No.
Well, crap.
All right, just tell us, Kevin.
Yeah, what
is it,
man?
It stands for Hypertext Transfer Protocol Secure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got that one.
The hypertext I have heard of, but what was the rest of it?
Transfer Protocol Secure.
Oh, yeah. I guess I've heard of hypertext, but not the rest of it.
Man.
All right, 16-3.
Tough questions.
Well, nice to know that. I was a little worried after the first time intern Ryan and Draven played together that I'd lost my touch, but I'm apparently better than ever. People are saying Trae Young effort by me today. It's true. Ooh. I did put on a very good performance. It was like beating the Knicks as well. Stick with us. Last call on the other side. Last call on the program is brought to you by the Knoxville-based law offices of G. Turner Howard III. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident, give them a call. 865-558-8030. You can also visit them online at g3helpme.com. That's g3helpme.com. They've been serving all of East Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. Let the G3 team get you the money you deserve. That's g3helpme.com. We got some time to pump the brakes. We can keep it moving. Cam, Ron, what do you got for us?
I got a British woman.
That's it? British woman?
Yes.
I don't really want to hear it, but I feel like we've set the precedent that we don't really roll anymore, so...
You could have rolled, but British woman saves twin sister by punching crocodile in the face.
Oh yes, bam!
So how old are these women, and how big is the crocodile?
The 28-year-old twins were swimming in Mexico when Melissa was dragged underwater by the reptile.
Ooh.
Her sister Georgia Larie is basically the one that punched it. We said the sisters from Berkshire were in the lagoon near Puerto Escondido.
Who the hell swims in a lagoon
on Sunday?
I feel like you're not supposed to swim in a lagoon.
They have been traveling, volunteering, and working in animal sanctuaries. Their sister, I guess they have another sister. Both sisters who live in Berkshire are now in the hospital in Mexico, and Melissa's currently in an induced coma because worries of infection from the injury she sustained. While they were swimming, Melissa disappeared underwater, and Georgia had been trying to find her. Obviously, crocodiles try to drown their victims.
So the crocodiles will bite you and start rolling underwater, or how do they do it? They bite you and drag you underwater, or how does that work?
Crocodiles like are more of the hold you underwater. Alligators are known more for the spin. Crocodiles will do it, too. But, the main thing is trying to basically hold them and drown them.
Gotcha.
Like, are you seeing
a picture?
Her
unresponsive and started to drag her back to safety of the boat. She dragged her back as the crocodile kept coming back for more, so she just started hitting it. She said, I heard that with some animals, that's what you've got to do.
do you see a picture of this woman?
Yeah.
Like, does she look like a unit?
No. Nope.
Like, can she pack a punch?
Nope. It just looks like two British chicks. I don't know. Just
how do you get out of this?
Girls.
Do you punch them in the eye, much like you punch sharks in the eye, or
no? I would go for the eye would probably be your best bet. Everything else is pretty, scaled up. Like,
we need to bring back.
Thumb in the eye would be probably your best bet.
Bring back Cam's Animal Corner. Cam's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah, she said it came back about three times, and every time she just kept hitting it to try and save her sister. The sister is currently receiving help to breathe after she had water in her lungs and possibly a punctured lung as well.
But she's going to live?
Yeah, I think so. As of right now, like I said, she was in an induced coma because they're worried about infection from the bite and stuff, so they're trying to make sure.
Also from swimming in a damn lagoon.
Yeah. There's so much stuff.
Swimming
in
that water just screams bacteria infection.
Exactly. Especially once the crocodile rips you open.
I mean, am I just overstating how nasty a lagoon sounds? Yeah. Because it just makes me think of swamp.
What even is a lagoon?
Just swampy. It feels like swampy.
Mm-hmm.
Places where alligators hang out at. I was going to ask if the alligator surprised them, but no, they should have known. I got some big breaking, I guess, yesterday, but... Oh, no, breaking this morning. Breaking just a little bit ago. TV, pop culture news, reality TV, pop culture news.
Okay.
Told you David Spade was doing Bachelor in Paradise. Well, coming out today, Chris Harrison, 19 years. The run is over. He is no longer going to be a part of the Bachelor or Bachelorette franchise.
However will Dang. I go on.
Whoa. That's a tenure, though. Like, to be, like, one job, that's, like, getting up there with, what, Pat Sajak? Like, iconically being the face, the host of...
I feel like Pat Sajak's been, like, almost, like, 30-something years, right? But, I mean, like, like Jeff Probst, like, on Survivor, I mean, he's been there since the show's creation. I mean, I feel like Chris Harrison was there since the entire birth of the show. And whether you like it or hate it or laugh at it or think it's stupid, like, Bachelor is one of the more iconic reality TV series now, so... He was done in. He says, I'm not the victim here. I made a mistake, and it's just time to leave the show. And he also gets an eight-figure settlement from Bachelor to get out of his contract. So he's going to be able to cash out and go to the bank. So no longer will be our TV on our TVs, but he will still be a legend at the bank. All right, good show today, Draven. I hope hope your rest of your day goes better, buddy. You put on a good effort today on the show. You're good on the show.
Thanks.
Your song and two take was pretty bad, but other than that, like, pretty solid.
You done?
Yeah, show's over. The drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.